Robots Radio presents
Hi there, and welcome to the Hidden Pixels Podcast, a show highlighting those gaming stories you might have missed in your first playthrough. I'm your host, Sebastian Azzaro. On this episode, we have something really special for you. It's our first ever community roundup. So we reached out to a bunch of different podcasters and streamers and different members of the Destiny community to get together and talk about the game. We're kind of getting their preferences. As you can tell, this is a much more unscripted episode. So I'm just going to talk and I'm going to go through all the responses and just let you know what their responses were, what their preferences were, what they came up with. And I found some pretty interesting things. So, this community roundup is in coordination with our great Ahamkara Hunt episode from last week. It's from Destiny 1, Destiny 2. It's also in coordination with Destiny's new season, the Season of Opulence. It releases today, June 4th. And we pulled, like I said, we pulled streamers, we pulled podcasters, everyone from the Destiny community. We wanted to get a feel of how they felt about the game, what different types of characters they liked, how different play styles they have. It's pretty cool. Destiny isn't my be-all, end-all. It was awesome, though, hearing from everybody and all of the love they have for this game. And it's like the one common thread that goes through all of them is how much they care about the game. It's all of those people who have been there from day one and keep sticking with the series. And they're just, now that it's in such a great place, they are just so excited to see what's next. Okay, let's dive in. Let's see what people had to say for the questions that I provided. You might recognize some of the names, but at the end, I'm going to recap where you can find everybody, where everybody's Twitter is, Twitch streams, podcasts, where you can get them all. All of that information is also in the show notes and on our website at the episode details. Go check it out there as well. If you want to click, all the links are interactive. You can go to anybody's site, follow anyone. So check it out there or wait till the end and hear where you can find all these amazing people. So I'm just going to go through. There's a few questions. I'm just going to go through, give you an idea of the responses and what people had to say. Everybody had kind of unique responses. So I'm just going to go through those one by one and we'll go from there. So the first question was, do you prefer using a Titan, a Warlock, or a Hunter? So, as a running theme throughout all these questions, everybody's pretty split. And, like, that's great. Everybody has their own way of playing. It just shows how balanced Destiny is. Because they're so even, it allows you to have choices and freedom to play the way that you want, and it still feels like yours. You're not feeling handicapped by the choices you're making. And some people voted twice, so these numbers might not add up to the exact number of people who responded. But for Hunter, we had 4 votes. For the Titan, we had 4 votes. And for the Warlock, we only had 3. So we had 3 voting for Warlocks. We had the streamer Glad, who is fantastic, one of the best Destiny players in the world. We had Say No to Rage, also a ridiculous streamer, and Jinamadboom, who is also up-and-coming, fantastic in his own right. 3 streamers. Jinamu Boom, he said that only year one. Year one was the year of the Warlock. But Say No to Rage disagreed a little bit. In the present state of things in Destiny 2, he said, Warlocks are very strong in the endgame. Well of Radiance with Phoenix Protocol and the Skull of Dire Ahamkara will probably be very strong and helpful after the nerfs. So he thinks that Warlocks are going to be strong even though they're going to be nerfed in the endgame. But the Warlocks only got 3 votes. The other 2 got 4. Bushman Bob from the Destiny Addicts podcast hates them. He specifically wanted us to know that. Steve from Barely a Destiny Show, another podcast, a great podcast, just asked, what's a Warlock? Just didn't know. Wasn't sure what that was. Obviously, he's joking. So there was, while some of the top streamers love the Warlocks, love them in the endgame, others in the podcast world are kind of hating on them. So let's move on to Titans, where got 4 votes. We had Joe Puh writes, great writer on Destiny Planet, contributing there. We had Jinima Boom again, who said year two was the year of the Titan. You're going to see a theme here with Jinima Boom. Steve from Barely a Destiny Show, rooting for the Titans. Jay from the Anti-Meta podcast. And Manny from the Gaming Adventure Club. Both liked the Titans. Jopa writes, he was like, Titans 100%. He's Titans all the way. Steve from Barely a Destiny Show, same thing. Titan Masterclass, where everybody over at Barely a Destiny Show, that fantastic podcast, says, we're all Titans over here. Jay, Titans by far. Manny, Titans for the slamming. But Bushman Bob comes in from the Destiny Addicts podcast and puts a little hate on this love fest for all the Titans. He goes, he loves how Destiny hates Titans. So a little jab at Destiny itself for not giving Titans a fair shake. He didn't say he hates Titans. He hates Warlocks, as we remember. But everybody else, there's a lot of Titan love here. Also a lot of Hunter love, though. Mercules from the Destiny Massive Breakdown podcast. Manny again from the Gaming Adventure Club. Jinima Boom, year three is the year of the Hunter, according to Jinima Boom. And Cornholio from the Destiny Show. All of them loving the Hunters, maining Hunters. Manny likes them for their style. Manny from Gaming Adventure Club. Cornholio had a great quote here. I am a Hunter Gunslinger main because I find Hunter jumping and movement so natural. Furthermore, I feel the Golden Gun Super is quite versatile in both PvE and PvP, whether I'm damaging raid bosses or playing competitive multiplayer. So there's a lot of benefits to the Hunter. Again, it's so balanced. A 4-4-3 split among these guys just shows how balanced this game is among all three classes. And it has to be, because, I mean, you want those options. Okay, great breakdown. Nice seeing that balance. Let's move on to the second question and see if that continues. Question two, do you prefer the Last City or the Dreaming City? And lo and behold, you will see a 6-5 split for the Last City. Last City had Mercules from Destiny Massive Breakdown, Bushman Bob, Steve from Barely a Destiny Show, Manny from Gaming Adventure Club, and Cornholio from the Destiny Show, and Jinima Boom, the streamer, up-and-coming streamer. So why? The question was why. Mercules, everything leans towards the Last City except for the aesthetic, maybe the mystery, everything else, Last City all the way. Bushman Bob, it's just less complex than all the shit going on and the checklist of things that I still need to do in the Dreaming City. So true. Dreaming City has so much going on and there's so many hidden things, so many things that are like, you just, it's hard to wrap your head around because there's so much going on and you get so many quests. And the Last City, it makes it look like simple, like not easy, but you kind of like, you long for that. You kind of remember it fondly. Steve from Barely a Destiny Show says, I mean, we are the wall after all. It's a great point. We are the wall. It's the last remnant of the humanity, the Last City. So, I mean, you can't just throw it out. Manny loves spicy ramen. That's found there, found in the Last City. And Cornholio, it's a place we often see in the backgrounds and serves as a symbol as the last frontier of humanity. That's what I was just talking about. Same thing, Cornholio. It's the last stronghold, so it has that huge impact on the game and on the lore, so that you have to show it some respect. But then again, you look at the Dreaming City and you're like, fuck, that place is beautiful. So Dreaming City, we had 5 votes. We had Glad, Say No to Rage, Jopa Writes, Mercules, and Jay from the Anti-Meta podcast. So Glad, just beautiful. Glad, that's all he had to say. And that sums it up. It's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful place that you just want to like take in and look around. Jopa writes, such a magical place. Mercules prefers it for the aesthetics, for the mystery of it. And Jay from Anti-Meta Podcast, he was a little bit on the fence. He was like, Dreaming City, I guess? So it seems like he was torn. It seems like Mercules was a little torn, saying for the aesthetic and the mystery, he likes Dreaming City, but for everything else, he likes the Last City. It's a hard choice because they're just so different. It's the importance of the Last City as far as humanity and the lore itself to the beauty, the mystery, all of the aesthetics, as Mercules wrote. For the Dreaming City, it's a tough choice, but Last City wins out 6-5 at the end of the day. So, I mean, it's a close race. It was a close race. Me, personally, I like the Dreaming City. The lore behind it with Riven, the Ahamkara, Mara, all of that story is fantastic. So I have to go Dreaming City, but my vote doesn't count here. So it's 6-5, Last City. Question 3 is, which enemy would you prefer? And this is a intentionally vague question. Which enemy is the best? And so does that mean that you're firing upon, that you can wipe out easily, that are fun to fight against, that you like the lore? I let everybody take it their own way, and everybody went their own ways with it. We have the Hive. So let's go one by one, and we'll explain what people thought. And let me say that this question, more than any of the others, people wrote in multiple answers because it's really hard to decide. I think it's because the question is so vague, because you could take it in so many ways. People wanted to make sure that all of their thoughts were hit. Whether it's, I like to play against this one, and I like the lore of this one. You'll see, there's a lot of different overlap here. So we'll start with the Hive. Glad, Jopa writes, and Mercules all thought the Hive were the best, quote unquote. Jopa writes says, their lore is ancient and complex while setting up some of the best boss fights in Destiny, which is so true. And Mercules agrees, some of my favorite lore, which I can't argue at all. I mean, we almost did the history or the origin of the Hive as our story instead of the great Ahamkara hunt. So I cannot disagree. It is amazing, the stories that come from the Hive. So, I mean, I think I would vote for them as well. Again, my vote doesn't count, so we're going to keep going. The Cabal, Glad, Saint Odorage, Mercules, all of them also voted for Glad, and Mercules also voted for Cabal. So Saint Odorage breaks it down. I like fighting Cabal the most. Their headshot steam and their armor makes for fun combat. So he went straight gameplay. Who is the most fun to play against? And it's Cabal for him. Definitely Cabal. Mercules, though, some of my favorite lore. Again, loving the lore of both the Cabal and the Hive. As you'll see, Mercules kind of commented on all of them. So we'll get his preferences for each one as we keep going along. And next, with the Scorn. So the Scorn, Mercules was the only one who wrote in, said they're fun in their own way. They're the most fun to play against. Completely against Say No to Rage, who liked the Cabal the most. Mercules liked the Scorn. Everybody has their preferences, and all of them are kind of even. So, again, showing that balance. Next, we have the Fallen. Mercules, Jay from the Anti-Meta Podcast, and Manny from Gaming Adventure Club, all three of them thought that the Fallen were the best enemy. Mercules wants to play as them, so which would be super fucking fun. The Vex, also supporters, Jinimaboom, Steve from Barely a Destiny Show, and Cornholio from the Destiny Show, all thought that the Vex were the best. Mercules said that they're still a mystery to him, so he wasn't really sure about them. But for Jinimaboom and Cornholio, it's the Vault of Glass. Jinimaboom said, for the Vault of Glass, best raid in my opinion. Steve thinks that they're the hands down the best enemies, the most fun to shoot, which is yet again another different kind of enemy that somebody else thought was fun to play against. I mean, no matter what you're shooting, it's going to be fun, but everybody has their preferences of who's the best to shoot. And Cornholio, villains of my favorite raid, Vault of Glass, and favorite destination, which is Venus, which is something new, which is awesome. I mean, everybody has their own take on the game and the lore and the enemies, and they're all taking something away from it, something different, which is amazing. And then there's Bushman Bob. And Bushman Bob went other. He picked something else. I'm just going to let him say it. Would love a new enemy race called the OGs. They look very similar to us, and when we start heading out into a new raid, you realize that they're intelligent, almost as hard to kill as Guardians in the Crucible, until you realize they are other Guardians, and the new raid is a PvP encounter. Bushman Bob, I don't see it happening. I mean, it would be fantastic, but I don't see it happening. It would also kind of lose the appeal after, like, the first time, that surprise factor. But it might also kick ass. Who knows? The one thing everyone can agree upon is that the Taken fucking suck. Like, Mercury says, anything but them, they're awful. Jay says, the real answer is anything but the Taken. Like, anything but them. So, I mean, at least we can all agree on one thing. The Taken are terrible. No matter what else you prefer, you can all agree in that. Okay, we're going to go to the last part, which is, if you met an Ahamkara, what would your wish be? And as part of this, I'll also let you know, I'll promote a little bit as to where these community members come from, what their shows are, whether they're on Twitter or not, so that you can go and find them. Again, all of this is in the show notes. All of this is on the website. So if you want to follow them, please do. Check out their stuff. It is fantastic. These are the people that make this community so great. So go out and check them out, support them, and show them some love. Okay. We're going to start with podcasters. Again, the question is, what would you wish for if you met an Ahamkara? So we start with Mercules. Remember, again, from the Destiny Massive Breakdown, and he's Mercules904 on Twitter. He says, for the Guardian world, he would want the ability to balance the sandbox himself. But for the real world, winning the lottery. Like, obviously, yeah. But don't forget, I mean, Bushman Bob brings this up next. And the Ahamkara, it comes with a catch. I mean, there's always a price to pay. So you might want to watch out winning the lottery and what that will mean. Speaking of Bushman Bob, he's from the Destiny Addicts podcast. He's Bushman Bob on Twitter and on Twitch. Go check him out. Hilarious dude. Considering what you wish for will have some unintended consequences, I would love to read people's minds. But it would be painful to find out that the offset was that everybody else could mind read and find out how much I laughed at the stupid shit they were saying. Like, like now everyone, like the catch is everyone can mind read. And everybody's just freaking out at how much Bushman Bob is laughing at them. That's an amazing, I want that to happen. I want that Ahamkara wish to happen. Next, we got Steve from Barely a Destiny Show podcast, and he's XanaFan on Twitter. He said, you know, guys, we'd all just ask for the Twilight Guardian. I mean, that's all we really want, all of us. Or maybe he just meant the people on the Barely a Destiny Show podcast, but I'm going to take it as everybody. We'd all just want the Twilight Guardian. Next, we got Jay from Anti-Meta Podcast. He's AKA Gear Dad on Twitter. He goes, I would wish to not have to go to the tower to pick up bounties. I mean, yeah, that would be so convenient if we didn't have to do that. Make that wish for me, please, Jay. Manny, he's from the Gaming Adventure Club, that podcast, and Rogue Agent Down, an amazing Division 2 podcast. Holy crap. Manny and his co-host Bridget and all their guests are fantastic. Check out Rogue Agent Down if you like the Division 2 at all. He'd wish for a deep RPG system and a very large open world / universe. So just a better, deeper systems, bigger game, better game, more Destiny. I hear you, Manny. And Cornholio from the Destiny Show podcast, he was the only one. I gave this option to everybody who responded. And I understand, like, you want to write in, it's easier. That's makes complete sense. I'd do the same thing. Cornholio went the step beyond, and he recorded all of his responses. So I'm going to share his response for his wish and let him say it in his own words.
Hey there, Cornholio here from the Destiny Show podcast, and I'd like to first off thank Hidden Pixels podcast for inviting me to answer some questions for their Story of the Great Ahamkara Hunt episode. So let's get on with the questions. If you met an Ahamkara, what would you wish for? If I met a great Ahamkara, I would probably wish for supernatural powers that would allow me to solo any raid, and I would also want to have heavy ammo synths come back. Can Ahamkaras even make something like that happen? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing. That's great. And I again, make that wish for me, Cornholio. Thank you. Okay, those are the podcasters. Streamers. These are the guys who tonight are preparing. They're preparing right now for the Crown of Sorrows raid. They are ready to race. They are ready to go. But let's see. They were so grateful. I am so grateful that they made time this week in preparation for this raid to answer a few questions and take the time out of their day to, like, just shoot me a few of their thoughts. So thank you to all these guys. I know that you're super busy with everything coming out. The first guy doesn't need any introduction. I mean, he's the top streamer, one of the top streamers of Destiny. And I'll say this one thing. The cool thing about it's GLAAD. The cool thing about GLAAD responding is that he was part of the world's first team that beat the Last Wish raid. The raid where all of this story came from. All of the armor sets, the descriptions, as I say in the episode, developed the lore for this raid. And GLAAD was part of the team that first beat it. It's crazy. So it all comes full circle, which is awesome. And it's pretty on brand for him to make this particular wish. He says, I want Riven to take me out on a date. She's my dragon crush. So, like I said on the episode, we are going to get to Riven. We'll get to her story and all of her origins, because that's a ridiculous tale as well. The Dreaming City, Mara. So, we're going to get there. But until then, you know, she'll take GLAAD out on a date, and that will be fantastic. Next, another top streamer in the community. Say No to Rage is not just streaming, he's now expanding his repertoire to E3 coverage for Twitch. So a super versatile dude, super nice dude. His wish, an intense battle and memorable fight, similar to how Wrath of the Machine felt, but obviously bigger. And who knows, maybe we'll see that tonight. Maybe we'll see that with the Hive and the Crown of Sorrows. I mean, we just don't know what's coming, so... fingers crossed for an intense and memorable fight. He might get his wish. Next, streamer Jopa writes. He's also a contributor over at Planet Destiny. He's a fantastic writer. This guy knows his stuff. He's wishing for a return to the glory days of the Trials of the Osiris. Again, fingers crossed. I mean, who knows what's coming with this raid tonight? So, I mean, one of these guys are going to get their wish. And last, we have Jinamaboon. He's an up-and-coming streamer who's still actually rocking the Destiny 1 streams. And his wish? Obviously, a Destiny 1 remake. I don't think that's coming anytime soon, Jinamaboom. But who knows? I mean, if you find an Ahamkara, you could make your wish. So, guys, thanks for answering. Thanks for that. I want to thank everyone who participated in the episode roundup. We're GLAAD, Say No to Rage, Joe Parites, the Destiny Massive Breakdown Podcast, the Destiny Addicts Podcast, the Destiny Show, Jinamaboom, the Barely a Destiny Show Podcast, the Anti-Meta Podcast, and the Gaming Adventure Club Podcast. So, a symptom of my show is that I'm exposed to like a bunch of different communities, a bunch of different types of gaming communities. I go from the Pokemon kids over to the Bethesda guys, the Elder Scroll guys. I go to Fallout, and now I'm in Destiny. And I have to say, this Destiny community is freaking awesome. I mean, there's rivalries, but there's also support. And the fact that all these guys came out and to some random nobody, me, walking up in their Twitter DMs and saying, hey, can you answer a few questions about Destiny? And them replying and saying yes, it's amazing. Not only that, though, because I would ask at the end, hey, do you have anybody else in the community that you think would want to answer these questions? And everyone had lists. Everyone had somebody to recommend. Somebody else that they were like, yeah, you know what? Talk to this guy. Yeah, you know what? Talk to him. It's fantastic. The camaraderie in this community is something amazing, and it's all brought together by this game. It's just a good group of people enjoying the game together, and that's what really all of this shit's about. So, it's awesome to see. Okay, one more time. Look for everyone's information in the show notes for the episode. If you missed our Ahamkara story, go check it out. It's the Dragon Hunters episode. It was released last Friday on the stream for the Hidden Pixels podcast. A quick show note, we have one last thing, and I'm not going to give this short shrift. We have another Tier 3 Patreon supporter. Dan, the boss, Artegis, showed his support and is our newest tested traveler. For that, he gets a character named after him in our next episode. He gets 3 free entries into future giveaways. I am so grateful, boss man. I am so grateful, Dan, for you to show your support. And if you guys want to be like a boss and support us as well, visit patreon.com/hiddenpixelspodcast. Or if you'd rather show some non-financial support, you know what? That's cool too. Rate and review the show on iTunes. Send me a message on Twitter. Let me know that you like what's going on. Or if you don't like what's going on, let me know that too. We can change it. That's how this works. So it's a huge help. Everything, all your feedback, huge help, especially for a kind of new show like this. So Thanks one last time to everybody from the community, the Destiny community. You guys have been more than welcoming to me. And thanks to all of you listeners out there. You are amazing, and I really appreciate your support. We'll see you next time. This episode of the Hidden Pixels podcast was written, recorded, and produced by me, Sebastian Azzaro. All episode music information can be found in the show notes or on our website, hiddenpixelspodcast.com. If you like what you heard, please consider showing your support on our Patreon page at patreon.com/hiddenpixelspodcast. Every bit helps to continue to share these hidden stories. And if you like what you heard, or even if you didn't, please rate and review the show on any major podcast streaming platform. And find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Hidden Pixels Podcast. Or on our Discord channel, where we're continuing the stories after the story. Links to all are in our show notes as well. And as always, thanks for listening.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast, reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere.